Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday the 15th of May. Hope you're well. Coming up,
there are plans for 3 average speed limit cameras to be rolled out later this year, like the ones in the Port Tunnel and on the N7.
Gardaí say more visibility leading to increases in detecting drivers using mobile phones, and vast majority of TDs and senators getting abuse. Plus we'll have all of the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, it's claimed new high-visibility roads policing measures has led to a 55% increase in detections of motorists using mobile phones. The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, will address the Oireachtas Transport Committee this afternoon. News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
Since April 12th, all uniformed Gardaí have conducted 30 minutes of high-visibility roads policing during their shifts. Commissioner Drew Harris will tell the Transport Committee that in the 4 weeks since, 2,148 fixed charge notices have been issued for mobile phone use. It will also be claimed that there was a 40% increase in breath checks at MIT checkpoints, with a 17% rise in the number of people caught driving under the influence. Drew Harris will also tell the committee that there are plans for 3 average speed limit cameras to be rolled out later this year, like the ones in the Port Tunnel and on the N7. They will be situated on the N2, the N3 and the N5. TDs and senators will hear that as of the 9th of May, over 6,600 vehicles have been detained by officers this year, up 70% on the same period last year.
94% of politicians say they've experienced threat, harassment, abuse or violence. A survey of Oireachtas members and their staff found immigration, women's rights and housing were among the issues most likely to lead to abuse. 52% reported experiencing abusive language, 38% had suffered prejudicial slurs, 35% said their physical appearance had been commented on, while 34% said false information about them had been published. 89% of the TDs and senators who took part reported feeling anxious or afraid. President Michael D. Higgins has condemned attacks on aid convoys providing humanitarian relief to Gaza. In a statement, he said all those who support human rights, humanitarian relief, the UN and its charter must be appalled at the attacks which are being witnessed on aid convoys providing vital humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. His comments come as Israeli protesters blocked aid trucks travelling to Gaza yesterday, throwing food packages on the road. The US has thrown its full support behind Ukraine as it pledges further military aid in its conflict with Russia. The US Secretary of State gave the undertaking during a surprise meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, telling him military aid is finally on the way, and Antony Blinken has been reiterating US support for Ukraine.
Under our own 10-year agreement, the United States will support Ukraine's defense and security across a range of essential capabilities, from its air force to its air defense, from drones to demining. If Russia or anyone else were to attack Ukraine, we will work with Ukraine immediately at the highest levels to coordinate how to help you beat back the threat.
70% of secondary school students say their parents don't put any restrictions on their smartphone use. It's one of the findings from a new report from StudyClix, which says unlimited access to social media is exposing teenagers to horrific images online. It says parents should have an open discussion with their children about the dangers of spending too much time on their smartphones. StudyClix founder Luke Saunders says the mental health of students is suffering because of what they're being exposed to.
34% saying that they've seen anti-immigrant content, and 6 in 10 students as a result of this say that they worry about their body image as a result of their social media use. So I suppose the trend we're seeing this year is that students are using social media platforms more than ever, but the content they're seeing while on those is really like it's the Wild West.
A convicted criminal is still on the run in northern France after masked gunmen rammed a prison van and killed 2 officers. 3 more are in a serious condition in hospital. 30-year-old Mohamed Amra, nicknamed The Fly, has links to gangs and drug dealing but was serving a sentence for burglary. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt, who's in Normandy, says it was clear he's high risk.
He had been caught trying to break out of the prison cell he was in, trying to saw through the bars. Why was it relatively easy for a gang to find out where he was and attack in such a brutal way and completely overpower those that were guarding him?
In entertainment news, Ant McPartlin has announced the birth of his first child with wife Anne-Marie Corbett. Wilder Patrick McPartlin was born yesterday morning. Ant married his former personal assistant in 2021. Fellow TV stars Davina McCall and Alicia Dixon were among those to congratulate the family on Instagram. And in sport, in soccer, Manchester City stand on the brink of a sixth Premier League title in seven seasons. Two second-half goals from Erling Haaland, the latter from the penalty spot, handed City a 2-0 win away to Tottenham. City go into Sunday's final round of fixtures, 2 points clear of Arsenal. Pep Guardiola's side will be at home to West Ham, while Arsenal have Everton at the Emirates. Pep Guardiola says it's impressive his team are in this position, considering what they've been through this season.
You have Erling 2 months out and not his best. Kevin 5 months. Ederson 4 times out. So, and the team was there and was there. And in general, we play a top 11.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.